When the economy underwent a downturn in 2008, legislators began sweeping trust funds and diverting money used on land preservation and conservation to other causes. But when the economy recovered, the money was never restored. So enough signatures were collected on petitions throughout the state to place Amendment 1 on the ballot. It would dedicate one-third of fees collected on real estate transactions to the Land Acquisition Trust Fund. The fund buys environmentally sensitive lands for preservation and recreation. While some say Amendment 1 is being overshadowed by other more controversial issues, Will Abberger, campaign manager for Florida's Water and Legacy, says he isn't worried about the more popular topics being on the ballot.
You know, the governor's race is very important for the future of our state, obviously, and it's a hotly contested race. So, yes, that's received a lot of attention. Amendment 2, some might consider it a little more sexy than Amendment 1, but, you know, we believe that Florida voters understand the importance of clean water. They understand the importance of setting aside our remaining natural areas and wildlife habitat.
Kurt Wenner, vice president of tax research at Florida Tax Watch, says past events show the amendment might not even be necessary.
One thing that we've seen in our analysis is that the legislature has actually spent more money on things that are covered under the amendment than would be required under the amendment in five of the last 11 years. So we don't think that this necessarily means that you're going to have increased spending in these areas.
Mike Jeffries, Parks and Recreation Director for St. Petersburg, says that it is important to preserve our land because once it's gone, there's no getting it back.
You know, I think the bottom line is you only get one swing at it. You only get one shot. And when the property is gone, when it's been developed, when it's turned over and it's in the private hands, my dad always told me their land is important. Preserve is important. They're not making any new land. They're not making new preserves. So it's sort of our one shot.
But Wenner says there are ways to do this without taking away financial flexibility from the legislature.
We feel there are more legislative decisions and shouldn't be in the Constitution. Anything in this could be done through statutes, and by putting it in constitutional concrete, it kind of ties the hands of the legislature in terms of budget decisions. What it's meant to do is provide a stable funding source for environmental programs.
Amendment 1 would not increase or decrease state revenues or taxes. However, Jeffrey says no result is going to make everyone happy.
I think there's a concern because anytime that you, let's face it, we're not talking about net new money, so we're not talking about an increase in taxes or fees or whatnot. So certainly that money is being redirected.
According to several polls, a solid majority of voters support Amendment 1, more than the 60% needed to make it a law. Nathan Powell, WSF 89.7 News.